The second Sunday of Easter of the year of our Lord, 2024. A reading from John chapter 20. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Once again, the reading was from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia! Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Yet Jesus says to his disciple Thomas, "Do not disbelieve, but believe. Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus' words to Thomas have resulted in him receiving the label Doubting Thomas. And this is all because Thomas simply said, "Unless I see in Jesus' hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the marks of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." Now, Thomas's words are certainly extreme. He wants to both see and touch Jesus' wounds, or else he will never believe in the risen Jesus. But is this really because Thomas doubts, or is it because he wants the same experience the rest of the disciples had the previous week? Hear again what Jesus did for the rest of the disciples on that Easter evening. On the evening of that day, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So a week earlier, all the remaining disciples except Thomas had gotten to see the resurrected Jesus, had been able to see his wounds, had been able to touch those wounds, and had even received peace from seeing the crucified and risen Jesus. But now, a week later, we're calling him Doubting Thomas just because he wants the same proof, the same peace as the rest of the disciples? If you were one of the disciples, wouldn't you want the same exact things Thomas wants? even Jesus does not scold Thomas for his doubting, but gives Thomas the very things he requested. Jesus says to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side." Thomas wanted to see and touch his crucified and risen Savior, and so Jesus accommodates him. Yet Jesus also goes on to say, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Thus, while Thomas is not scolded by his Savior simply because he wanted to see Jesus' wounds in order to believe, more importantly, Jesus says that seeing is not required for believing. This is significant for us because we may feel like Thomas. We may desire to see Jesus, to see his wounds, to touch those wounds. But unlike Thomas, Jesus is ascended and reigning in heaven, so we don't have that option. If there's anyone who should be given the title doubting, it's us. Because we can easily doubt and fall into despair regarding the truth and effects of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. Thus, Jesus encourages us in our faith by calling us blessed. For although we have not seen Jesus, yet we have believed in the truth of his death and resurrection. However, is it the case that we have not seen Jesus? Of course, we haven't seen him in the flesh, but we have seen Jesus in his word. At the end of our gospel reading today, the evangelist John gives the purpose of his book. "But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." Thus, in John's gospel, we hear stories of Jesus. We listen to his teachings. We observe his miracles. And we can see Jesus. In all the gospels, we especially see Jesus crucified for our sins and raised for our life everlasting. And Jesus himself says that all the scriptures bear witness about him. So when we read the Bible, we see Jesus. And because we see Jesus, we believe that he is the Son of God, sent to save us from sin, death, and the devil. Because we see Jesus in his word, we have life through his word. We have also seen Jesus in his sacraments. In baptism, we see the entire Trinity as the one whose name we are baptized into. In baptism, we also especially see Jesus, who through ordinary water cleanses us of sins and who exchanges our sinfulness for his righteousness, clothing us in a white garment of salvation. In the Lord's Supper, we see the body of Jesus broken for us, with nail marks in the hands and feet and a spear mark in the side. We see the blood of Jesus poured out as it was in his suffering and crucifixion for the forgiveness of all our sins. We don't have to reach out and touch the wounds of Jesus like Thomas, for instead, he reaches out to us, touching our lips with his body and blood, so that we see and believe that we have forgiveness and life in him. Even more, when the bread and the cup are held up, while the pastor declares, The peace of the Lord be with you always. This is the same as seeing Jesus standing among us, seeing the resurrected one come as the crucified one, and hearing what Jesus told his disciples 2,000 years ago. Peace be with you. During that moment, the Pax Domini, when we see Jesus and receive the peace he won for us in his death and resurrection, our confession is the same as the disciple Thomas's when he saw the crucified and risen Christ. My Lord and my God. Not just in the Word and sacraments, but we have seen Jesus in his apostles and the pastors that he still equips to be his under-shepherds in the church. On Easter evening, when Jesus appeared to the remaining disciples, excluding Thomas, he said, "As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. And receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Thus, in our pastors, we should see Jesus. In the voice of our pastors, we should hear Jesus' voice, speaking absolution, forgiving. Speaking forgiveness for our sins, and speaking peace to us in the stead and by the command of our Savior, Jesus Christ. In our pastors, we should see servants of Christ who help us see Jesus, since they proclaim to us the Word and administer to us the sacraments. And to aid our pastors in helping us see Jesus, he has given them his Holy Spirit to lead and guide them to most effectively and most make him known. Yet not just in our pastors, but simply in our neighbors, we should see Jesus, especially those neighbors with whom we have mutual conversation and consolation about faith and about knowing God. Conversely, we should serve others and talk with others about Jesus so that they might see Christ through us. Paraphrasing the words of Martin Luther, we should give ourselves as a Christ to our neighbors. Indeed, Jesus' words to the disciples from Easter evening can be extended to all of us. Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. Therefore, having seen Jesus, having received his peace, we should go out and help others see Jesus through our words and deeds. And likewise, we should see Jesus and be strengthened in faith through the people God has placed in our lives, such as our families, friends, co-workers, and other church members, all of whom have been sent to show us Jesus. Overall, there's no reason to call him Doubting Thomas, because Thomas simply desired the same thing the rest of the disciples required and received 1 week prior, to have faith and peace in the resurrected Jesus. In fact, there's more rationale to give us that title, Doubting, since there are more reasons we can fall into doubt than Thomas had. And though Jesus says we are blessed since we have not seen and yet believed, may we also give thanks to our Lord and God for giving us ways to see him. For Jesus has given us his word, his sacraments, his pastors who speak absolution, and our neighbors who are sent as his masks, all so that we may see him and believe. Jesus' words to Thomas, "Have you believed because you have seen me?" are usually put into the form of a question in English. But in Greek, there were no punctuation marks, so this can also be read simply as a statement. Because you have seen me, you have believed. And because you have seen the crucified one, who was resurrected to show you his wounds and his work on your behalf, through the word, the sacraments, and others, you have believed, and you have received peace, forgiveness, and life. Blessed are you who have not seen Jesus in the flesh, and yet have believed. But even more, thanks be to God, because you have seen the crucified and resurrected one, and you have believed, and now have faith and life in him. Alleluia! Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia! To Christ be all the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us confess our faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. God's richest blessings to you this weekend, this week ahead, and all throughout this Easter season. Amen.